go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going 45. Thanks for making it work. We've had to switch some things around, but momentarily, that's all. Also, take note, November 2nd and the 9th, this show will come on 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. I know you're following us around. There's 146 of you right now. Man, oh, man, you guys keep following this thing. We're just so blessed with the hashtags and everything. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My comrades out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim's out tonight. Prayers and thoughts are with him. He'll be back next week, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 45 goes quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, I know we're scrambling, we're running around, we didn't even get our music up tonight, but that's okay. Some things happen, peaks and valleys, but that's okay. We're talking too much, we're having fun here. I'm going to man the boards because it's starting to get packed with comments. Take it away with how are you, how can people get a hold of you, and give it over to your brother, and I'll be back in about 25 minutes, at 5 minutes before the hour.
All right, Mark, we'll see you then, or talk to you then. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me at on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter X platform, and also I have my own YouTube channel. And don't forget and www.rwmedia.org, my website. And you can also, Tuesday nights, don't forget, Beaver County Radio, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Sports Corner, Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier. This Tuesday, Penguin Special. We talk about the Penguins, and I have Harry the Greek coming on to talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. They open up at PPG Paints Arena with the Blackhawks. Matt Fensel from the Post-Gazette, Joe Kuglis from our friends at 41 Draft 412. Also, I have a guy coming on, Mike McSorley, coming on the 17th to talk about boxing, and Ray Fittipaldo. I tell you what, man, the next few weeks, Bubba, it's going to be great on Sports Corner. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me on Facebook at the Triple B Experience, and also on YouTube. They can subscribe to my channel. And also Saturday night, I am on the Celebrity Grand Debate, where I am going against two Pro Wrestling Hall of Famers in a grand debate at 8 o'clock. And you can catch that on Facebook.com/TheKnowNetwork. You can check out my Facebook. It's going to be big. It's $13,000 and a trip to Greece if I get to the winner's circle. I'm pretty excited, Ralph.
All right, we have 166 people listening. This show is getting better and better every single week. We have more and more people listening. And I got to tell you, man, it's taking off here. Tonight it's just Bubba and I. Please say your prayers for Smoking Jim Frazier. He Smoking Jim had surgery today. He said he's doing well. I talked to him. He says he'll be back with us next week. So please say your prayers for him. All right, this show is sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, South Florida Tribune, and our new sponsor, ASAP Sports. And we're going to be getting a few more sponsors coming up soon, national sponsors. So for this show, the External Bum Podcast, and also for Sports Corner. First Line Consulting Services, we are in the First Line Consulting Services studios, 1-877-926-6982. Call them today if you need a website. They'll build you a website. They'll manage it. And then as they manage it, they will also upload your videos. One low monthly price. All right, let's talk about Bon Journey for a minute here before we get started. Bon Journey is a cover band who does Bon Jovi and Journey songs. And they're playing at a Bike Week rally in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this Saturday. They start at 8 o'clock. Their opening band is at 6 o'clock. DJ at the Dead Dog Saloon in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The Dead Dog Saloon, 6 p.m. start time. DJ Global Truth is their opening act, 8 p.m. Bon Journey. Head on down to Myrtle Beach if you want to go for a little weekend vacation. Head on down there. Prices are cheap at the, nowadays with the airfare. We have a couple discount airliners here in Pittsburgh that will take you down there. And, so there we are with that. We're up to 194 right now, Bubba. Man,
wow,
I gotta tell
that's
you,
awesome. It's
so
awesome.
Oh, man, I tell you what, this is crazy. So, all right, Bubba, let's get started here. We got three top tens tonight. Let me tell you, I got some good ones. We got a top 10 WWE wrestlers who went broke, top 12 wrestlers who lost all their money, and I got the next one you're going to really like, bad mic skills, top 10. All right,
okay, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so I got three good ones tonight. I didn't go deal with that wrestling online company that has those top tens that we all in our thoughts. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about AEW first. We'll get started. Adam Copeland made his debut at the pay per view. Dolph Ziggler is signed with AEW. It is official. At Full Gear, it was announced last night on Dynamite that MJF will take on Jay White. And also at Full Gear, there will be an influx of former WWE wrestlers that have been signed will be showing up. So there you are, Bubba. Let's talk about the Wrestle Dream results, but first I want your opinion on what I just talked about.
Well, Edge, Adam Copeland coming to AEW. I watched the main event. I mean, he came out with his original music. And the place exploded, and nobody knew where he was going to be, you know, and he gave the, you know, spear to Luchasaurus. He's in. He didn't have any he didn't have to worry about waiting around. I mean, they signed him. AEW signed him real soon, and all these other guys that you mentioned, Ralph, slowly they're going to start probably putting a little bit in. I heard something today about, you know, good old Sasha Banks. You know, her cast is off. She did an interview, and she might be coming sooner than later.
Yeah, I did hear that, Bubba. Thanks for letting me know. But I have some updated information about Tammy Stitch I want to share with you later on.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, Wrestle Dream results. Trios champions, The Acclaim with Daddy Ass, they reclaimed their titles. Luchasaurus defeated Nick Wayne. And Nick Wayne ended up joining up with Christian Cage. Claudio Castagnoli defeated Barnett. MJF, believe it or not, beat The Righteous. Eddie Kingston, he retained both of his titles. And
I've seen
the,
him losing that. I picked him losing that, and I was wrong. I didn't think he was going to keep it.
Yeah, I know you did. I watched it that night. You said he was going to lose. But,
yep.
You know, Chris Statlander retains. Let me see here. Swerve Strickland beat Hangman Page. I was shocked about that one. I thought Hangman would put up a better performance. Anyway, mm-hmm. Ricky Starks beat Wheeler Yuta. Wheeler Yuta's been on a losing streak lately. The whole Blackpool Combat Club, I think, except maybe Brian Danielson, they've been sort of stinking up the joint a little bit.
I agree.
Brian Danielson, he beat Zack Sabre Jr. And the Don Callis family beat Jericho. They beat Omega. And they beat the Golden Lovers, or the Golden Lover.
I took FTR. Don Callis' family.
Yeah, I bet. I would have, too. Don Callis is a smart guy. Smarter
yes,
than I thought, believe me. FTR, they defeated the Aussie Open, who seemed to be in every tournament match
well,
or some kind of.
Well, hey, Ralph, speaking about the Aussie Open, Mark Davis is the Aussie. He's out indefinitely with a broken wrist, suffered from that pay-per-view.
Okay.
So that's not good. They're a good tag team,
but now
who knows what's going to happen?
Not at all. Christian Cage beat Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland has arrived at AEW. Okay, Bubba, let's dissect this. What do you think about what I just talked about here with this WrestleMania? What were your thoughts on this pay-per-view?
Well, when Bryan Danielson didn't have the main event, which I thought he was going to be, and they moved Christian and Darby Allin to the main event, I think everybody knew that something was going to happen with, you know, Adam Copeland coming out. That was a brutal match. I totally enjoy Christian Cage persona as a heel. He's cutting the best promos I think I've ever heard of him doing in his entire life. I'm digging it. You know, when you said, you know, Nick Wayne turned, I'm not a big Nick Wayne fan. I think he needs to bulk up and get a little bit more seasoned. I do like Luchasaurus, though. FTR, you know, how can you go wrong with FTR, Ralph? I mean, that's the greatest tag team going today.
Yeah, there is. Joey from Bucks County, PA, says Santos Escobar is going to go heel. I think that I think that's going to happen. I'm going to predict that too because of the way he's been acting lately. And looks like Priest is going face.
I can see that. I can see that.
So there you go. So 225 is listening.
Ooh,
right,
nice.
Now. 225. So I think Escobar will go heel. I think he's going to stab Rey Mysterio in the back. I hate to say it, but that's the way it looks.
Well,
and I think
Ralph,
could do it.
Well, Ralph, that would be a stepping stone in his feather, you know, feuding with Rey Mysterio. So that would add to, you know, you're going against the Hall of Famer. You know, you need to take these, probably need to take some shortcuts to get to these bigger matches because he's not getting the matches that he had in NXT.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah. So we're going to get into, what was your thoughts on this AEW pay-per-view again? I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of the matches, like I thought the Adam Cole injury was a work. Right now I have to eat my words. MJF is the champion defending the Ring of Honor championship. He's money, but he's going to have to start defending the title. I don't know who he's going to be competing against here, but, you know, Stratlander, you know, I thought Julia Hart, that was her best match ever from what I read and what I saw. But now she's taking some time off because she's on her honeymoon, I believe. And, you know, I just think that AEW, the pay-per-views, Ralph, are just too darn long sometimes. I don't think it was over until almost 1 o'clock, I believe. They're just too long for me to watch.
Yeah, they dragged their pay-per-views out, Bubba. And, you know, I don't buy their pay-per-views because I don't really agree to buy them. I can watch WWE's for free, and if I want to watch AEW's pay-per-view, I either try to find it on YouTube, or I see if I can get it somewhere for free. You know,
right.
I don't like paying for pay-per-views. I stopped.
Well, they're $60. They're very expensive. I mean, just, you know, and hopefully, Ralph, that they go to HBO and Max. And they have, like, another sub-package where you're paying for Max, and then AEW is, like, $10 a month extra if you want that. I think 2024, they might be doing that, you know.
Seems like these days, Bubba, and I think you'll agree with me, AEW seems to be a copycat in WWE. Now they're trying to come up with their own little network. They're trying to come up with their own channels and things like that. They're a copycat in WWE, and I don't blame them. They're trying to catch WWE at a weak spot. There could be a weak spot, you know, what they call a kink in the armor with WWE, you know, and AEW can capitalize on that stuff. What do you think?
Well, I think they can. AEW is coming on. Now they add that sprinkle to some of these WWE people that got released and just strengthen the product. If Tony Khan can get his booking right, they have something viable. They have enough footage and stuff to do their streaming service now, I believe.
Oh, yeah. 265 is listening. The reason I'm laughing is because Cliff from Wheeling, West Virginia, and I know things are tough down there these days because we have casinos here in Pennsylvania. I've been to Wheeling Island last year. My wife and I went down there for kind of like my birthday in October of last year. We went down and spent a few days down there. And he says, how come the Orioles have so many fans in outer space? I have no clue.
I got nothing either.
Yeah, I don't know. 289 now we're up to. We're up to 289.
Ooh, nice. Thank you, America.
Oh, yeah, you got it, man. We got fans in McGrath, Alaska. I got emails from them, and I got emails from people in Texas and Arizona, and it's big time. So, you know. All right, let's get into WWE here. I have some breaking news I got today. We'll talk about that later, but let me give you some of the other news I got here. Damian Priest was removed from Raw on Monday night due to an injury. Becky Lynch has an injury from and was also removed from Raw. And I saw her Tuesday night on NXT. I was busy with my radio show and some other stuff and some after stuff after the radio show. That I had, and I got jammed up and I couldn't really watch NXT. So, but I can watch the replay on demand. WWE rule change, 60 days now, Bubba, is the limit now for you to relinquish your title. So that means if you get an injury,
terrible,
instead of having to relinquish it in 30 days, you've got 60 days now. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I don't go for that. I mean, they don't defend the title. I mean, Roman hasn't defended it since, I don't know, last year's Christmas picnic. You know, 30 days is plenty. If they get injured, Ralph, you know what? They're going to have to to drop the strap. They have to give it up, do a tournament. I mean, that's how it's been since the dawn of time, and that's the way it should be going. But I think they're trying to do that to keep some people that have belts, if they're injured, you know, to keep them on and maybe cut a promos. But 30 days is plenty.
Yeah, you know. Roman Reigns hasn't been seen since SummerSlam. I'm told he was hurt, and then I was also told that he had a family thing. Somebody in his family is sick. I announced that last week.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody.
He was really adamant on social media about people getting angry with him because he couldn't perform or he wasn't on, and everyone's sending all these nasty stuff, things to him, you know, and stuff like that.
Well,
but
people just get too negative on social media, and these guys have lives and tragedy and stuff. You know, they're with their families, and it's just everybody's a keyboard warrior, Ralph. And, you know, they have stuff going on. I mean, it's just overwhelming sometimes.
I know what you mean. All right, Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, according to my sources, will become the new WWE Tag Team Champions. That ought to be interesting. Corey Graves has a new tattoo to honor, let me see here, to honor Ray. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Bray Wyatt. To honor Bray Wyatt, Corey Graves has a new tattoo. Wonderful.
Well, a lot of those guys, as soon as that happened, went in and got some tattoos. A lot of them did to pay their respects to Bray. So he's not the only one in the locker room and the roster that did that.
Unfortunately here, I hate this news, Dirty Dom has won back his NXT North American title.
It was just a matter of time, Ralph. I mean, he's money.
I know.
As Smoking Jim says all the time, he's money.
Money, yeah, so is the Judgment Day. We have to put up with that. So, you know. But anyway, NXT, he won back the NXT North American Championship. And guess who's coming back for the third time? The Authors of Pain. Let's hope they don't get hurt. That's what happened the last time. Yeah, I know.
Not good.
Guess what? They're coming back with Paul Ellering, too.
Well, they need a spokesman. They need somebody to work the mic, and Paul Ellery is one of the greatest, you know, talking on the mic for, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. Best tag team ever, the Road Warriors.
I got some breaking news here. Roman Reigns and John Cena will both be making appearances on NXT. John Cena's already made his appearance. They said Roman Reigns. Well, they're really trying to, Bob, from what I can tell, they're really trying to boost the ratings on NXT. And they're talking about moving it to another night, and they're talking about moving Raw to Saturdays or doing something with it. They got this big curly shuffle kind of thing going on with these programs, and then next year they're going to move SmackDown because of that. Their contract's up with Fox and it's not being renewed. It's a big mess. What do you think, Bob?
Well, Ralph, the NXT Tuesday next Tuesday is competing of the AEW Title Tuesday, so they're bringing all the big guns in to get these ratings because now they have a little bit of competition now. Like the old days,
they're bringing Title Tuesday.
Yeah, they're bringing Cody, they're bringing Cena. Asuka's going to be wrestling. She hasn't wrestled in many years on NXT. They're doing that. It's Tony Khan's birthday, so they're pulling out all the stops to get some ratings and try to beat AEW next Tuesday night. But that's also good. It's great for the fans, though, because you get to watch, you know, 4 hours of wrestling if you play your cards right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
competition is good.
Yes, it is. There's not wrong with competition. I see AEW moved it to Tuesday, and they're competing with NXT. And, you know, hey, don't forget, remember when NXT was on Wednesdays and they were trying to compete with AEW's Dynamite? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I do remember that.
Tuesday. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Brian Pillman Jr. plans are hazy right now. Rumor has it he was supposed to start at NXT or their main roster. At this point, they are hazy. They don't know yet what they're going to do with Brian Pillman Jr. I don't like when that happens, Bubba, but you know what? We'll have to wait and see. All right.
Well, he gets lost in a shuffle, probably.
Yeah, 325 people are listening right now. And so Tammy Stitch. Okay, here we go. Tammy Stitch made a deal or pleaded guilty, I guess, to this involuntary manslaughter. She's going to get 25 years. But they have a new DA down there in Florida where she is being prosecuted. This new DA now wants to cancel the deal out, and he wants to put her in prison for life because now I heard that he wants to recharge her with the murder charge instead of the involuntary manslaughter. So she could go to jail for life. This is a mess, Bubba. It's been a mess for a while. Tammy Stitch has been a mess.
I mean, you know what? She just didn't get any help. I mean, it's a tragic story from, you know, falling from grace, you know, pinup diva, superstar, most downloaded person in wrestling at one time. She had an addiction problem. She should have got some help, and she should have never been behind a wheel, and her being behind a wheel cost somebody their lives. And, you know, if the law is a law, and if she's got to do time, you know, this new DA, he's probably, just got elected, and he's going to do what's right. And nobody's getting a free ride. And I don't think she had opportunities, Ralph, and she should have took him. She should have got counseling, but she's been a mess. Everybody knows her. It's a tragic story in professional wrestling from the fall of grace. Terrible story.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I want to talk to everybody today about Sleep Pittsburgh. Sleep Pittsburgh is located in the Homestead section of Allegheny County here in Pittsburgh. You can see Sleep Pittsburgh on your way out to Kennywood. Don't forget, and you know, I don't advertise Kennywood very much because I'm not a big fan of Kennywood for what they do to disabled people. It's really sad, but I'm not a big fan of Kennywood Park. I don't feel I should pay money, full-priced money to go there. And I only play games and stuff. I can't get on rides or nothing. So, but Sleep Pittsburgh on your way out there, because I know a lot of you like to go after a Halloween thing, is right on 8th Avenue, right in Homestead. So as you're driving past there, look to your left, outbound on 8th Avenue, and you will see Sleep Pittsburgh. It's right by the Citizens Bank. Check it out, 412-462-7858. Leave early. Stop by Sleep Pittsburgh. Tell them you heard it here on RW Media shows, here on Wrestle Talk and on Sports Corner and the rest of my shows. 412-462-7858. They have memory foam mattresses, futons, day beds, big selection. Check it out on sleeppittsburgh.com as well. And they also have no credit check financing. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. Draft 412. What is Draft 412, you're saying? Well, draft412.com is a website that has all of the lowdown on draft picks of every kind of draft known to mankind, whether it's hockey, baseball, football, basketball, any kind of draft, any kind of anything like that. You know, so that is what – oh, by the way, Mike in L.A., that's terrible about how Kennywood treats people. Yeah, that is. That's a shame, Mike, but sad.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, draft 412 – $9 a month. You can get all this information that I just told you. You can get it all in your inbox for $9 a month. They have a big magazine. Check them out, draft412.com. You also have some podcast shows as well. Joe 412 has a show here on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock right here on Block Talk Radio, 347-205-9631. Bubba, we're going to take care of one more piece of business here.
Sure.
And then,
go ahead, Ralph.
Mark will be back with us in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk.
And when you
ten.
Do, I just got some breaking news that I've just seen, so I'm going to let you talk about your sponsorship and stuff, and then I'm going to break this because I can't believe this has just happened.
Great, Bubba, great. I'll be so happy to hear it. You know, you and I, we got all the information here about wrestling. You know what I mean? It's fun. It really is. It's great that you're here on this program with us.
Well, thank you. I'm honored that I'm part of the cast, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, two is better than one, you know, as they say. All right. I want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. You're probably saying to me, Ralph, where's Richmond, Ohio? Well, Richmond, Ohio is right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. And it's a 45-minute drive from downtown Pittsburgh, probably shorter if you live out in the west. And you hit down 22, go across that suspension bridge, and then from there you'll go right to Richmond, Ohio, Hillcrest Farm. You want to give them a call, 740-346-5442. Hey, Grain Beef, call 740-632-2894 as well. For directions, they will tell you how to get there, give you the specific things to put in your GPS so you don't get lost. Email at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com for that as well. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are shipping, so get a hold of them through their website. Check out their selection. They have package deals as well. My favorite is ground beef box, $95. Get 20 pounds of ground beef. Can't beat that price anywhere. Price of food, price of eating out these days. Head down to Hillcrest Farm. Get some Hay Grain Beef. Make your own burgers. Forget about everybody else's burgers. All right, so there you go. All right, there's Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio, Tom. You heard it here on this program as well. All right, now it's time for to bring back Mark Mancini. Mark, how are you?
Oh, my God, what a show, man. You're picking up steam, and, man, the Thursday throwdown continues. The overflow out of the Phillies show and into the Doc Talk podcast has really renovated this whole thing, and we're just so blessed. Remember, guys, listening tomorrow, we have on the Friday show the Eternal Bum podcast. Ralph will be part of that tomorrow. Scott Morgan, Roth, yours truly, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to go to, you know, moving it out of Saturdays for a couple weeks or till we get the schedule down, Pat. So thanks for, you know, bracing with us and being a part of it and coming in strong. Hey, I want to get to a few of these. We got a guy in Denton, Texas, Adam. Basically says Shinsuke Nakamura is going to take the belt from Seth Rollins. I can see this coming, and Shinsuke would be a hell of a champ. I'll comment on that first, guys. We'll give it over to you, Bubba and Ralph, but I don't think he's taking it. I think Seth is going to keep this till the beginning of the year. I know there's been rumors about his back and everything, but I think they need to hold on to this and keep this thing going, even in the Survivor Series. Build it up towards Royal Rumble. I don't think Shinsuke Nakamura is the guy that could take the belt. I just don't think he has the skills as far as talking to keep this thing going. Any thought to that, Bubba?
Well, Mark, you know what? If they keep this feud going and he gets a spokesman, you know, or a manager, and they take it in and he takes the belt and it's somebody that can talk for him, that's all. He's great in the ring. But you're right, he's missing that component of promos. But all he needs is somebody to talk for him, and he'd be money. And he could take the title off Seth like that way. I think that could happen.
Yeah. Ralph?
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what they say, don't you? You play with fire, you get burned. Seth Rollins is playing with fire right now. He's got that bad back. And I keep saying this time and time again, and it seems like these days Seth has more guts than brains, right? He needs to stop doing this stuff. If I'm Seth Rollins, I'd be like Roman Reigns. I wouldn't be out there at all. I wouldn't show up for Raw, or if I did show up, I'd go up on the screen, hide in the locker room, do something. Stay away from Shinsuke Nakamura. He's going to hurt you again. Why do you put yourself through that, Seth? I mean, I realize you have a lot of pride, and I realize you want to be a fighting champion, but how can you fight when you have a bad back? Okay.
Right.
That's the way I look at this right now, guys.
Well, right now is breaking news coming from Bubba. Bubba, you want to lay it down?
Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
Bubba.
Yes, on Will Ospreay's Twitter account, he has just signed a multi-year contract with the WWE, as first reported by ESPN, coming off the AEW pay-per-views. I never thought he would go to the WWE. I just seen it. Will Ospreay. Wow.
Well,
that's huge.
Well, Don Callis mentioned something about Will Ospreay last night on Dynamite, guys. He said that Will Ospreay moved on somewhere else, but he didn't stay
in WWE.
There he goes.
As of today,
yeah.
He signed a contract. He could be NXT. He could be anywhere. He could. The sky is the limit for this individual. But that's big news.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A big tug of war right now. It's you know, you got WWE and AEW signing each other's wrestlers.
Well, and the thing is, guys, he's great in Japan. They love him over. They love him in Japan. Like and WWE doesn't go over there too many times, you know,
no,
maybe
not
once
at all.
A year or once every couple years. Like, he's a big hit to the Japanese market, So they must be trying to get some of those fans, you know, to jump on a WWE's bandwagon.
Hey, Mark, can we talk about this Fastlane card coming up this week?
Sure.
Yeah, we got, well, of course, we just talked about Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura. How about this Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso versus Damian Priest and Finn Balor? We'll start with you, Mark. What's your thoughts on this match?
You know, I'm not a Balor guy. I'm just not. And I don't think he has a fighting chance in this one. The whole Judgment Day is getting weirder and weirder with that little hobbit running around and trying to save them. I got to agree with the guy that called in, the listener earlier that you addressed. I think Priest is getting tired of this thing, and I think Priest is going to go back to turning face here. I don't know when, but I think before the end of the year's out, Priest will be a face.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 417 listening right now. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Appreciate it. Call your friend. Call your cousin. Let's double this next week. If each person that's listening tonight gets one more listener, guess what? We'll be over 800 next week. All right. John Cena and LA Knight, this is the match I want to see right here versus Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. Bubba, first I want to get your thoughts on the Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso match before we move on.
They're going to win the tag team titles. They're going to win the titles. Yeah, they're going to win the titles. It's just Cody's first title, and it's good storylines. And like everybody says, the Judgment Day might have its final hurrah. You know, with Damian Priest going face. And then that other squirrely guy that cost them all in saving is going to cost them the titles. So, and Damian will probably go crazy because he lost it.
You mean whatever his name is, DK?
JD something. He's going to cost them the titles, and Damian's going to just go ballistic and go. That's probably why he's going to go face.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Totally
John
agree with that.
John Cena, LA Knight against the Bloodline, what's left of the Bloodline, Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. Guys, we'll start with you, Bubba. What's your thoughts on this match?
Cena and LA Knight, they're going to run the gambit. You know, it's going to be someone costing the Bloodline, the brothers, that match. They're just going to be pushing LA Knight to the moon, and this is the start right now.
Absolutely. We're up to 455. Mark, your opinion on this match?
Well, I got to agree with Bubba. I think they're going to run roughshod. I think the Bloodline's going to have to retool and bring in some other ammunition. And I don't think Jimmy and Sikoa can handle it. I mean, like, you know, Bubba said earlier, we haven't seen Roman Reigns in this thing, and he's part-time now, so... they're going to have to bring in Nia Jax type to resurrect this thing a little, but it'll keep going, but not in this particular match. I think it's all Cena and LA Knight.
Yeah, I see it that way too, guys. Io Sky, Asuka, and Charlotte Flair, triple threat match for the women's title. Guys, I see Charlotte Flair taking the belt. This is one of her last hurrahs, I think, with this. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, I totally agree with that one. I think, you know, it's the end of the line, and I really think she's going to take it. I do.
Okay, Bubba.
I like Asuka. I think Charlotte I get tired. I like Charlotte, but I get tired of them putting the title on her. I think Asuka, you know, an Io Sky feud, you know, would be great. I think Asuka's going to take it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for Fastlane right now, unless something else comes up at the last minute. We only got four matches, so it should be over pretty quickly unless they go real long. But anyway, I find that very appalling that they only have that many matches.
Ralph, they'll add a couple tomorrow on SmackDown. You know what I mean? One or two.
Oh, I know they will.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Like we talked earlier, Bubba, Mark, we talked, Bubba and I, about the Escobar possibly turning heel. You know, we had that listener that, you know, commented in. I think that could happen. I've seen the look on Escobar's face. I think he's going to turn heel. I think LW is going to turn completely on Rey Mysterio because they're jealous, and I think that could happen, and we'll see where that goes. All right, guys, I got three great top tens, and tonight I got some really good ones. It's too bad Smoke and Jim couldn't be here for this, but he'll be listening to the show tomorrow on the archive. Top 10 WWE wrestlers who went broke. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, number 10. We just talked about her, Bubba. Sonny, number 10, that went broke. All right. Number 9, Perry Saturn. Number 9, Perry Saturn.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, he had it bad, guys. He was on the streets for a while, too. Yeah.
He was homeless there, Bubba.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on him. He was
great
homeless.
Performer, though. Oh,
yeah.
Great in the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Dynamite Kid, number 8. There you go. Dynamite Kid.
Yeah. Dynamite Kid.
I have no idea who this is, but maybe Bubba might know or Mark might know. Nicole Bass.
Oh, yeah. Nicole Bass wrestled in ECW.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Next is number 6, Marty Jannetty. Wow.
Wow.
Well, he still likes the party. He's recovering. He's recovering from a bad ankle injury.
No, you know what he's recovering from? He was part of the Kiss My Ass Club with Vince McMahon. You know, so yeah. All right, number 5. This shocked the heck out of me when I heard about this, but Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Wow.
Oof.
Jeez. Number 4, Virgil. Well, that doesn't surprise me because he didn't do too much.
You see him everywhere in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, I just seen him about a month ago.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Luna,
but
LeSean.
He's dealing with cancer. Wow.
Yeah, I heard.
Wow.
I did hear that. Yeah.
Luna LeSean.
Number 3, Luna LeSean, number 3. So there you go. Number 2, Tony Atlas. Now, I have a story about Tony Atlas. I had the privilege of meeting him. I'm not sure. I don't think he still is. He was chief of security for ROH, and I got to meet him at the Stage AE here in Pittsburgh when I used to work security for ROH matches. So it was a pleasure meeting him, and, you know, it was nice to know that he was doing something like that. I don't know what he's doing now. Number 1, guys, you ready? And we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Scott Hall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scott Hall.
Well, and
name.
Not only
what
that, you got a nice list, and I know we're down to the under 10 minutes left in this great show, but I had a chance to work with Nicole Bass in XPW. She was a nice lady, but the only thing I can figure, Bubba and Ralph, and I wish, you know, Smoke and Jim was here tonight to, you know, throw his 2 cents in on it. When you don't have money, then you either go two ways with it when you come into contact with it. Either you just blow it overnight, like these guys did, or you'll realize to yourself, well, you know what, I've been to hell, and I'm not going back there. So you're going to be a little frugal with it. Am I right, Bubba? And then we'll get that comment over to Ralph.
No, you're right. A lot of them, I mean, look at Mick Foley scrunching and saving all his life and you know, doing what he had to do to save money. Some of these guys, you know, when they get back and when they fall from grace and go into indie circuit, they just try to get that fast cash and they just don't save. So, and that's a problem.
Yeah, you know, something got – oh, yeah, you're right about that, Bubba. These guys, we see it with athletes. We see it in the WWE. They just don't bank their money. They're too busy worrying about some of them, not all of them, but some of them are worried about getting drunk, worrying about the drugs, worrying about partying and getting high and all that stuff. And you know, you have to watch your money because you never know when you're an athlete or a wrestler, when your day could get it where you get injured and you're done. Okay, you're finished. Chuck Noll used to say, don't make football your main course. Go out and make something, get an education. If you notice, all the 70 Steelers in this town all have businesses. The majority of them all have businesses. They all invested in real estate.
Well,
let me get
a comment in real fast. Danny from Camden, Jersey, talking about the Virgil thing. He heard a little bit about it, you know, but that's unbelievable. He's hanging around the $1 million man. Did he ever pay him?
Yeah.
Hey, if you talk to Virgil, he'll charge you $20, Mark, if you talk to him. I mean, he's at every
Well, you know what?
That
reminded me, and you know, you'll always remember your interviews whenever you do these radio shows. There'll be a couple guys that'll stand out that, you know, you'll try to interview them and they'll try to get money out of you for an interview, and one of them, believe it or not, was Abdullah the Butcher. Abdullah the Butcher was living in Georgia. And I worked with the guy. I worked with the guy a couple times in XPW, and it was unbelievable. He was trying to shake me for, you know, $100 and something just for a 10-minute interview. I go, you got to be kidding me.
A real quick story about Abdullah the Butcher. He worked Break the Barrier show. He worked my he carved my buddy Fang up. He gave him a number for Japan. I took him to the airport in a blazer, and he broke the seats. But he was dressed for style. He had his ring and whatever. But he broke the seat.
Shoot, he should have gave you the Visa card to at least fix it coming back.
Oh my
gosh. Another guy that was, and you know, one of the charge. In only years, there's been two guys that have really stood out here. Another guy was a former USC announcer, Pete Arbogast, and he was on our XM show, believe it or not, but he was trying to charge, and I go, you got to be kidding me, man. I'm just trying to do an interview with you. I just don't understand
when they're shaking you down for
– yeah, it's unbelievable. Real fast, Ralph. Ralph and Bubba, any comment on that, and then we'll wind this thing down.
Yeah, I have something here. I try to get Amy Dumas on this program. Lita, she wanted to charge me. I told her to eat it.
Yeah.
Remember Manitar? He just passed away.
Manitar, yeah.
I wanted to get him on my podcast. He was going to charge me $150.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry he passed away, but I mean, he hasn't been relevant in 30 years, and I figured, you know, have him come on and do an interview, but he still wanted to charge me.
Well, that's how they make their money now. You know, they go to these Comic Cons and sign pictures and autographs and charge you. Watch the show The Wrestler or watch the movie The Wrestler. Remember? He was charging for photographs and autographs.
Yeah,
and all that
you know what? Hey, come on! If you can't save your money and you blow all your money, and somebody wants to do an interview or somebody wants to come on, don't do that to somebody. I mean, you know, asking for money. I mean, it's like asking. It reminds me, and I got to tell you this quick story. And it's happened a couple of times. We'll go out with a buddy of ours. And we'll order pizza and everything, and he says he's not hungry, but when the pizza and everything come, he'll
eat
half the pizza. Yeah, and we go, hey, wait a minute. What, once, twice, okay, three times, what's going on here, man? I'm not hungry, but then I'm hungry. And you got guys like that. It's unfortunate, but I said to him, don't worry. Maybe God's telling us to help him. But as we wrap this thing up, Bubba, what a great show. It's unbelievable how we picked up steam. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend.
Well, they can get a hold of me at the Triple B Experience on Facebook and YouTube. And actually, this Saturday night, if they go to the No Network, I'm in this big debate against two wrestling Hall of Famers in three-topic debate. So if you guys want to come on and vote for me and send me to the next round, it'd be greatly appreciated. It's for $13,000 and a trip to Greece, and I'm going against big names. JBL, Mark Henry is in this, Al Snow. A lot of big wrestlers are in this, and Hollywood stars. It's very huge. It's something new in social media. Avi Klein, great guy, and he's got a great format.
Hey, hey Bubba, what time does that start?
Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday night. You can watch college football, and you can tune in. I'm a little nervous, though. I don't know who I'm going against. I have no idea.
We got the pay-per-view, and then I'll watch it.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Collision.
That's amazing.
We'll see. Yeah.
Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, Ralph, as we wind this thing down, and we reconvene tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow 11 a.m. the External Bump podcast. Myself, Ralph Williams, Scott Morgan Roth, and Mark Mancini. Joe Kuglis cannot join us. He has some meetings he's attending and doing, so he will not be there tomorrow. Right here on Block Talk Radio. Call your friend, call your cousin. 11 a.m. tomorrow. If you're not working and you're on an extended weekend, I know all about that. It's Ralph Williams 737@gmail.com, LinkedIn, Facebook. And also on Twitter X platforms. and YouTube, my YouTube channel. Check out all my shows on there. And Sports Corner every Tuesday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM, 1230 a.m. And live on Facebook and YouTube, Beaver County Radio as well. And we have a Penguin special coming up on Tuesday, so I hope this. I hope you're listening and watching.
For Bubba Brewer, for Ralph Williams, for Smoke and Jim that couldn't make it tonight, prayers with him. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, saying next week we'll see you the same time, 8:30 Eastern. Till then, have a blessed one. Thanks for sticking with us. And tune in tomorrow at 11 o'clock for the Eternal Bum podcast for Ralph, Scott, and myself. Till then, have a blessed night. We love you dearly.